Fuck it, we'll do it live. Oh. Okay.
Okay, I think we're doing it. Is that
how y'all start over here?
Yeah.
What, do you want some fucking drum roll?
Yes.
You saw me here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So no, let me. Everybody
shut up. I'm going to give her a proper intro.
Thank you, Katya.
Welcome to the stage. An incredible woman of a veritable prodigy of chocolate excellence. She is the queen of the yen, the daughter of the dollar, the eunuch of the euro. It's Monet Echange.
Yay!
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Was that like Rocky music?
No, I have like a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
I guess I could have given you applause.
This is right. What was the other thing you gave me? Was that
Twilight
bullying?
Zone.
I'll give it up for Monet Exchange. By the way, these are the stock ones, and you can program in whatever you want.
So you know what we're going to program.
Sucking dick and cock.
Do you know about that?
No.
Oh, Monet. Long story short, there's a 38-year-old woman who tried to take someone to the cleaners on YouTube, and she was complaining that he was at her birthday party, a 19-year-old, and he was talking about sucking dick and cock at my birthday party.
Oh, I know who that is.
Sucking dick and cock.
So. I will say, this is very shady. I did not know this was going to be on camera. And Trixie is over here giving full on. She like did her skincare moisturizing routine today, and I look like Gollum the Black Bitch.
I'm going to stop you right there because we have camera evidence of this. I see nothing of the sort. Nothing of the
she
sort.
She looks very moisturized and very healthy. You too, though.
She is the moment.
Monet is lying
several
times.
Am I being crucified for setting up all the cameras or for having good skin?
I'm very happy to christen.
What is the truth?
What is the truth?
I'm so happy to christen your new recording space.
Well, we needed someone who looked good. So.
Let's address the elephant in the room, which is the room.
The elephants in the room.
Three elephants fat in bitches. The room. Which is, we have cameras finally.
Yay!
Yeah. And we're a work in progress. Two of these are my YouTube cameras I snatched out of my house today.
Yeah, I love here. That.
Yeah.
The one from the studio, that one's actually a really nice camera.
Well, it was a full... Trixie has become a fucking...
Martin Spielberg. Martin
Spielberg. She's here. She's here programming things. She's moving cameras. She's doing lines. Yeah. And Katya and I are just eating high chews.
Literally just wandering, drooling, wondering, when's it going to happen?
I got Cool Ranch in my eye earlier. It's so crazy.
We've been
Life
through a lot.
Be so hard.
Well, you know, I do the fat bitch thing. Okay, have you ever eaten chips in public? And you get to the back, to the end, and you don't want to be that girl to do this. And then so I normally do the thing. I'm like, I'm trying to be as coy as
possible.
But I'm like, I dumped the entire thing in my eye and Cool Ranch got in my right eye.
Damn.
Yeah.
Would you do that in front of Selena Gomez?
I sure would.
Okay.
And
she's
do
right
it again.
Next
bop, bop, bop.
Selena Gomez is next door today.
She is.
Selena Gomez is in the building next door.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when they have security out there, when I pulled up in my my little Mazda Protege Uber, the man came out and said, "Who the fuck are you? And do you think you're getting in here? I don't think so. Not on my watch."
I love you like a love song, baby. That's a Selena Gomez song.
It surely is.
I think that's Vanessa Hudgens.
And nope, Selena Gomez.
It's Selena.
Is
Gomez.
It Selena?
Absolutely.
And Selena Gomez.
Sure?
I'm positive because I know I have the Russian version.
So, I mean, let's address it. The elephants in the room, which are, you have two podcasts.
I know. What the fuck? What are you trying to prove?
You know.
Why do you think
anyone
you are so interesting?
Okay. So my first dive into podcasting was a Sipping Rivalry and Bob, but I like podcasting. I like talking to people and finding out interesting things. I have the Macbeth one too.
Oh my God.
And you don't know about her and the drag queens doing Macbeth?
Girl. I would like to not know.
It's myself and Dylan Peppermint, and we did it for Play On Podcast, and we're being the witches in Macbeth.
That's amazing.
Now, yes, that is amazing.
Sounds amazing.
It is amazing, but I am the most ignorant cultural theater bitch, okay? I never did any Shakespeare.
Okay.
Shakespeare in love.
Shakespeare in love.
When I was assigned Shakespeare in school, I never did it. I would always go to sparknotes.com. I was like, what happened at the end of this Romeo and Juliet thing? Yeah. I don't got time to read this whole
blah, blah.
Well, you know what happens.
Yeah. sucking dick and cock.
They both go suck dick. They go on with a cock in New York and they get Jaeger bombs.
Have y'all ever been to the cock in New York, either of you?
No.
I think I have.
And like delighted in the activities there?
I have not particularly.
Okay. My New York experience is so limited because I only ever went there after I was drag race.
Okay.
So I only ever go there to do a show or maybe go to one bar.
Cry
I go
at
to
the
see
bar.
You.
Yeah, you did. You, Trixie, there's a picture. I just pulled it on my computer, actually, of you coming to see me at Industry Duvet Drag. When Trixie, you would. And Kati has come a couple times, too.
I mean, I loved it. I think I'd never forget that night. That was fantastic.
You're
so
amazing.
Great.
Thank you.
You've always been amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You really are, like, I think one of the best, like, I don't know, living drag queens.
Well, because I also recall, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bob had probably been on the show that season, and I was like, oh, it's like a Pretty Bob.
Pretty Bob.
Oh, my God. So, what? Buddy and I recorded an episode of Ebony and Irony, and Kevin Aviance was our guest, right?
Fierce.
So, I talked to Kevin Aviance about nightlife and his songs, Cunty, then da 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 da. And he was like, then he goes, and like one gear missing. Do you know this? There was this queen in New York. She's on the show now. Bob, I was like, oh, yeah, Bob the drag queen. She's on the show. She's like, Miss Thing, she was fierce, and like fierce in the bad way, because fierce can be used. Yes. He was like, she called herself doing a tribute to me. I'm missing it was not the tea. And he was just dragging Bob.
Oh my God. Someone lied to her several times.
Someone lied to her several times.
It was so juicy. I loved it. I was like, ooh, I love this so much.
Say it again. I love that.
I love it. Kevin Aviance dragging Bob. How the look wasn't like him. The performance was bad. I'm like, Miss Thing, I would never wear that, Miss Thing. Ooh, girl, chop. I was like, it was amazing.
That is fantastic.
That's fierce. That never happens. People have mostly nice things to say about, I mean, she's my Bob. So people have mostly nice things to say about you?
Yeah, and I think if they have something like, if there's something not nice to say, I totally get it. You know, because it's probably like, you know, opinions don't ever bother me.
Right.
But like, if it's something that, you know, that I've done, like, you know, then I probably did it. And you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys have honest kids. I love kids' juices.
You do?
Are you a chimo? Because that sounded like you know, I don't know.
I'm just kids' juices.
I was just going to say.
Like tiny, like
you have been hanging out with Bunny. I love kids' juices.
Oh my God, I wasn't thinking that way.
Well.
But they're low calorie, they're the perfect size, and it's like the proportions you should be having. Because when you're American and you go to like the UK or whatever, as you guys obviously both know, you're like.
Oh, we travel.
Booked.
You're like, in America, they're trying to kill us. The proportions are big as your head. Yeah. In the UK, they're like, hey, girl, here you go. Here's a little slab of brisket.
Yeah, that'd be $35.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like normal people's servings of food.
Although I did, recently I was, somebody posted like an Instagram food pic of a full English breakfast on, this is, you know, my dream breakfast. And I was like, I looked at that fucking thing and I said, I hope I never see any of that fucking shit again in my life.
Everything. The food there is not aspirational in any way.
I was like, that looks like this is his culinary dream.
Someone lied to them several times, girl.
It was my nightmare. A nightmare on Elm Street right there. Like the fried egg, the brown sea of beans.
The half tomato pan
fried.
The
half tomato and the black beans. The baked beans.
The gray mushrooms. And then it was that black.
The black thing with the little.
Blood pudding. It was the charcoal briquette of blood pudding.
Not the tea, mama.
The thick, tough, and fatty bacon sauce. Oh, it was just so disgusting.
It makes
bacon.
Me think of touring like Halloween with Sharon. Uh-huh. And like no matter what state Sharon was in the night before, she walks into that hotel lobby going, I never miss an English breakfast. She loves it.
Does she?
It's disgusting.
Oh, she would be down there in a leather jacket eating blood pudding.
Sharon is wild.
Blood pudding? That's what came out of my ass after the marathon. Blood pudding.
Have you already talked about the fact that you put a suppository in? And because you had hemorrhoids, and then it came out during the marathon.
God. I was about to be like, shut up.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on blast, but I really did want to mention it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for not giving me the opportunity to speak on it with in no way describing exactly what happened without my permission. when I ran the marathon, I ran so much that I gave myself a hemorrhoid. Yeah. And so I had a suppository up my asshole. Yeah. And the, I put it in before the marathon. Probably not smart.
Well, because the training is what had given you the marathon,
yeah,
right?
The it happens. People training.
The hemorrhoid. Okay. Yeah.
So then I'm running, and when you're, let's say you're running 30 miles, basically, and mm-hmm. you're not even halfway there, don't trust a fart.
Trixie, shut up.
It's crazy.
I had to pull my pants down on the side of the road and wipe myself with a leaf and keep running. Well, see, and you know what? I finished the marathon.
Hello.
That's it's a marathon, part. Not Survivor, girl. What are you doing? Well, see,
this didn't surprise me at all because I remember from the Boston Marathon years and years ago, her name was Uta Pippig, famously finished the marathon with shit, I think, and maybe like period blood running down her legs.
Whoa.
People shit themselves a lot in marathons.
Yeah. I don't know that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what the white people, black people don't be shitting themselves in marathons.
No, I don't need a marathon to shit myself. I'll tell you that.
The fastest marathon runners in the world are
black,
from Kenya.
Kenya, Ethiopia.
And they finish it. I watch videos of people from Africa finishing a marathon in under 2 hours.
How
26
long did it take
miles.
You?
That can't be true.
5.5 hours.
That cannot
hours.
Be true.
Wow.
That cannot be true.
Yes.
26
under 2 hours.
Miles.
But I will say this, after learning a lot about marathons and like reading, the people who win marathons look like they are on the verge of death.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Veins, vascular, skull head, 100 pounds with a bunch of medals.
Yeah.
And never under 30.
I know.
Fucking 55 years old.
I know.
Horrible.
But it says when you're 55, what else do you have to live for? But fucking run a marathon. Like, what else do you have to live for? Not your fucking snotty nose kids.
finish this marathon and then suicide. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I wiped my butt with the leaf and I kept running.
That's crazy.
She had also, I think, won a longer training day before the marathon, about 5 miles in. Uh-huh. She pissed herself.
Uh-huh.
And she and
was it all the time, girl?
Well, she said, you know, at 5 miles in, this was like a 15-mile run.
I had to run 20 miles.
Yeah.
And I peed at 5.
Yeah.
Word.
At that point.
She wanted to pee.
You sure do.
She wanted to.
Also, have you ever been coming from a gig and you're like you get in the car and you're like, okay, I can make it to the hotel in time and I'll everything will work out fine. Bitch, by the time your body senses you're a minute away from the lobby of the hotel,
it's coming.
I pissed myself in so many hotel lobbies, especially the one in El Paso, Texas. I was so drunk. I just let myself go in the bathroom and then I came back down. Makeup salon, corset on, panties with a towel, attempting to wonder. I was like, can I help? I can, like, drunkenly trying to clean up my piss in the fucking lobby.
Oh, you.
Talk to this one. She famously has about 12 seconds between the hotel door and the toilet.
So that's how I started pissing in the sink. Because it's such a crazy biological thing that happens. As soon as I get into the, it's like just, it's really just like the clock is ticking.
It is.
But so I went into, I crashed the threshold of the bathroom in my apartment and it just started, the stream came. Mm-hmm. But so I quickly just faced the sink.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out, it's a perfect urinal. It's the perfect urinal. I had a low toilet, and I was like, it's a perfect urinal. Plus, I'll save all that water. I just do a quick shh. I pissed in the sink for 5 years after that.
Like, just because.
Yeah, a door open. Actually, didn't have a door in the bathroom. You've been there. Remember?
Piss in the sink is worth a shit in the toilet.
Okay, can I tell you guys a story?
Please.
So, I had this guy I was hooking up with regularly for like at least a year. You know, about a year, we hook up regularly. And it was always regular things. Like, he's expressed some of his fetishes to me. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's cool. And we tried some of them. No, just out of drag. And I was like, some of them we tried, but, you know, because he's like a regular partner, whatever. And then one day he is like, I really want to get into, like, poopy stuff.
Yeah, he sounds regular. He keeps saying regular, and I knew that.
Poopy stuff. Is he the poopy child? Stuff.
Also, the poopy description. Stuff. Oh, I want to try poopy stuff.
What exactly did he say? Did he say that exactly those words?
No, he said poop.
Poop.
Because he's also, he's Dominican.
Okay.
This guy up in Washington Heights. And he had a full girlfriend too, I believe. Anyway.
Okay.
So then he said, and I was like, yeah, that's just, I don't want to get into, like, I'm not into that. Yeah. You know, he's like, okay, cool. So we hooked up that time. He came over again. He brings it up again. Like, as I'm like between his legs, sucking his fucking dick, right? Going in on this foreskin. Like, having, like, it's like the Last Supper, right?
Wow.
And then
chewing the cud. Chewing the cud.
So now he wants to try this like 69 moments. Now he's sucking my dick and then, but I want the bottom. So he's sucking my dick and his dick is in my area. And then he like pulls his dick out of my mouth and he's jerking off. And then I feel a warm sensation. This motherfucker dropped a dollop of shit on my chest. like a sizable dollop of, like, legitimately, y'all, like about probably like this.
I cannot.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. So I push him off and I run to the bathroom. I take a baby wipe, scoop it in the toilet, and I get Clorox wipes because I have them in my bathroom sink, and I wipe my I'm like, you have to go. Like, this is not okay. And he's, mind you, and he's watching me do this and just still, jerking off as I'm in the bathroom cleaning up. He's like jerking off.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
This is.
I was so upset because it was great dick. You know what I mean? Sure, and I was like, absolutely. Now this can never happen again. Now I don't trust you, motherfucker. Yeah. You just shit on my chest.
What the and it's funny because, I mean, I assumed that he would be like eating your ass trying to suck the shit out of you.
No, no. Pardon my French. No, he wanted to put his shit on me.
He wanted to be the shitter. He wanted to be the shitter. Fuck.
Yeah, it
that,
was.
Oh my God.
Honestly, at that moment, I literally lost my faith in people. And like, yeah. I was like, and I
Dominicans
can't trust
especially.
Anyone.
Just kidding.
That is psycho. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're back. Mm. So, you have this incredible podcast that I love called Ebony and Irony with one Lady Bunny. I know you guys knew each other, but how did you get
this
idea?
Can you see all this on the table?
What?
Can you see all of this on the shot?
Oh, no, but I'm going to make sure people know what she's doing over here.
It's fine. It's
you
fine.
You don't know about fucking Reptar over here letting this the kids life. Have it. So, you know Bunny. You call her, you go, we should do a pod, or what's the tea?
Yeah, so, okay. So, I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Bunny and Bianca did a podcast together. Like,
are you
kidding?
Derek
and Romaine?
The Derek and Romaine.
I listened to it like 12
it
times.
It is one of the funniest things
it's
ever.
It's just, it's all we talk about.
It is pure serotonin. pure serotonin.
Like, Princey's now eating her high chews and throwing them in front of me. So I look like the big fat monster
gaslighting.
Bitch.
Gaslighting. Oh my God.
So I have a flask in my bag. I'm going to put it next to you.
But listen, I can quote that thing literally. Yeah. It's one of the funniest things ever.
All the time.
You know what I mean?
All the time.
So like one day randomly, like in September of 2020, I was doing something, and those Bunny phone calls.
Yeah.
You see the phone ringing, Bunny. I was like, oh God, do I have an hour in my life to devote to this conversation with Lady Bunny?
There's a lot of drag queens like that.
One is Vivacious.
I've never received a phone
call
from her.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think she has my
anytime
number.
A New York City queen gets on Drag Race, Vivacious does her ceremonial Vivacious conversation or home visit.
Is this like a orientation?
Honestly, that's what it is. But Vivacious and I weren't friends like that, but she was friends with Bob. So she had heard that I got on the show. And then, this is after filming, but it was about to be announced. Mm-hmm. So then Bob invites Briss, just shows up at my home with Vivacious, like in my door. So I wasn't expecting anyone. Bitch, I was probably trying to plan some dick for that evening.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hear my, I'm
knowing
like,
you.
I'm like, who the fuck is at my door? Off my door is fucking these two bald black bitches, Bob and Vivacious, standing at my front door. And I was like, what are you guys doing here? This is odd. And then
and
Bob
you had
like,
twists at the time.
I had twists. And then so Vivacious stayed at my home and followed me to like work for like about 6 hours, just talking to me about Drag Race, what I need to expect, what I need
serious?
To do, how to prepare, blah, 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 blah.
Does she have a binder or a packet or like handouts
at all?
No, she's
just spouting off her Vivacious
PowerPoint.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
PowerPoint.
What was she saying?
Just different things about like, mama, now when you go to that gig in Vienna, the life ball, mama, let me tell you one thing. On the plane, when you plane talk, like just different her tricks and tips and tricks about drag. Stop putting the fucking candy in front of me, bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is so rude. Yeah, so that's how it used to be Bunny. Bunny and I had been like conversing here and there, and she called me that in September, and she was like, we're talking about something. It goes about probably Nancy Pelosi,
right,
and then something about Bernie Sanders. And I was like, Bunny, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? She's like, Monet, what's a podcast? And I was like, there's a really funny one of you from years ago. I said, do you remember doing the Derek and Romaine one on YouTube years ago? And she was like, no. And I was like, but it's kind of like a radio show. Like, you just saw. So like, well, do I have to get in drag? I was like, not if you don't want to, but no one sees your face. She's like, well, fuck you, fag. And she hangs up the phone, legitimately. And I was like, oh my God. So then I was like, whatever. And then she called me again like a month later. I was like, Bunny, for real, let's do this podcast thing. And then we just planned and planned it. And we came out in January.
Oh, it's fierce.
Quite some I loved it.
I love it.
It plays this dichotomy of Bunny's obviously from a very old school drag and how
very
she does
old.
Things.
Very old.
What do you think you are? Up and coming young children? This fucking 40-year-old man in our studio.
Honey.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, we're the same age, bitch. How old are you?
I just turned 42.
No, she didn't.
No, you did not.
That whore is 38.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Lies. Vicious rumors.
She's the only person I know trying to convince people she's older.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, well, that's because when you meet someone and they play that game of like, how old do you think I am? I don't play that game, bitch.
I don't play it either.
I do.
Do you?
Always.
You go
guess
in.
Right.
Do you?
Mama, when I tell you, and this is my own, I was like, you know when stars get asked this question, what's your secret talent? I always sweat because I don't have any talent. But like, this is actually my secret talent.
To guess people's ages.
Yep. Especially actresses. Be like, oh, you know, Anne Bancroft. I'm like, 62. Look it up.
Really?
And it's just like and I'm always right.
You're the Rain Man of celebrity ages.
Yeah. Don't ask me to do it right now. But I'm always, I am like, it's, no, seriously. I'm like, I bet she's this old. And it's like literally that or like maybe a year younger. It was crazy. Yeah. I'm really good at guessing people's ages.
Okay.
But you know, young women or any kind of woman who's not a celebrity. You know, they never want you to.
They never. Number.
So you always go 5 years younger.
Yeah. I'm
Madeline Ashton, when she's like, how old do you think I am? And Madeline Ashton goes, 38.
Yeah, like 28. 25. I am 72 years old.
Yeah. Do y'all believe in psychics?
Girl.
How much time do you have?
I believe that there are people who believe they are psychics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not real. Well, Teresa Caputo. Not Teresa Caputo. Shit.
She's a great entertainer.
Right.
She's
and they just say random shit. They're like, you experience happy and sad feelings sometimes, right?
She's
I'm
a
like,
great
yes,
entertainer.
Bitch,
yeah.
I get sad and happy.
On the Real Housewives, they always have psychic episodes. And this one bitch, she got in this big fight, right? It was an old season 2. So she had an electric cigarette. Remember when people used to smoke cigarettes?
Yes, electric cigarettes? Ones. Yes.
That looked like a cigarette.
Yeah.
So she's smoking that. And then she gets in this big, the psychic gets in this big fight with one of the housewives. And the girl storms out and the girl goes, and the psychic goes, I can tell you when she will die and everything that's going to happen to her family. And I love that about me.
Whenever
a psychic comes to the Housewives, it's incredible because it's a room full of people. Half of them are skeptics. Half of them are sobbing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Talking
yes.
to their mom.
Yeah.
My friend knew a Frank once. You know, like, oh.
And the psychics are so vague.
Yeah. So vague. Yeah, it's just a superfluous, just anything.
Does anybody have a mother? People are like, oh my God.
Oh my God. No.
What about on Drag Race? What did you think of the psychic that came to feel out the energy?
This season?
Girl, yes. 84 years ago on this season. They should have asked the psychic, how long is this season going to go?
Honestly, I don't remember that. It was so long ago.
Back in 2012, the psychic came on the show.
Drag Race started on January 1st.
No. Listen, here's a statistic.
In 1982.
Drag Race UK season 2 started 3 weeks after Drag Race season 13 and finished 2 months before
it ended. That is insane.
It's not true, but it feels that way.
Oh my God, Katya!
The first episode of season 13 was filmed on the Titanic.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, during Pit Stop, I was just like, so should I buy another house? Or
like, girl,
how are we going to be here?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. But, you know, now it's done.
It's
now,
done. Yeah.
All stars. Oh my God, we're going to get a new bitch in the Hall of Fame soon.
Is that confirmed?
No.
Oh, can we talk about the night? I know it's like kind of old news, but you won Drag Race.
Oh my God.
Katya was there to crown you.
I was there. I could not believe
it. Tell them what happened.
So you guys did not know.
We had no idea.
You had no idea.
No idea.
No idea. And
the real Trixie Mattel was booked.
Yeah. I walk in there looking like Trixie Mattel after like, what, 2 months of meth? And then like, it was
true.
And
after the marathon.
Yeah, after the marathon. And I remember like sitting down with you guys and watching that. Or no, you guys were sitting down. I was watching the monitor and watching you guys. And yeah, Trinity, the look on her face is so funny.
Oh, girl. She was just
like, it's like this.
And you see, it's all those equations behind that meme, you know? And
I was like, you cannot show, you need to just, bitch, watch your face and just like, and just smile.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening if you smile.
Were you mad?
I wasn't mad. My honest reaction at first, I was like, I would rather be second place and be able to come back then both of us share $100,000 and share all the things. I was like, I don't want to share all that. You know what I mean?
You got your own money.
Yeah, yeah, we got our own. Yeah, yeah. So when I found out we're getting our own everything, I was like, then work. And also, it'll probably never happen again.
Yeah.
So to have that moment in time, you know what I mean? In queer culture.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great pageant answer.
I'm just kidding. Do you think Trinity felt the same way?
Oh, no. I think Trinity fucking hated it.
Yeah.
She hated it.
Yeah.
She coerced herself into liking it later on.
Yeah.
Well, I was asked after we like had conversations and I was like, girl, it's honestly the first time it'll ever happen. We both got our own shit. Like, no matter what camp you were, we wanted to win, your person won. So like, you know what I mean? Totally. So who cares? And she was like, I still hate it. And I was like, well,
not Monique's camp. Not Naomi's camp.
Monique. Bitch, Monique is so funny. You're friends with Monique.
Love.
Monique is one of the wild. She is just chaotic energy all the time.
She cracks my shit.
Oh, she's so funny. Yeah. I love Monique.
Yeah.
Love Monique.
She'll come over to my house and she brings a wig that she's sewing a bunch of human hair bundles into, just hours of sewing, and then she puts it on and wears it home.
That's very Monique.
Also, I told you, I take like a 5-milligram gummy, cut it in fourths, and go to Saturn.
That's crazy to
me. She eats 3, and she's like, I felt nothing.
Yeah, yeah. She don't fuck around. I love Monique. I love
She is so fucking funny, dude.
She's hysterical. Yeah. You smoke the wacky weed?
I do. I do like the marijuana.
Do you like the smoking, or do you do, like, what do you do? Do you just like smoke joints?
I like vapes, edibles, and since I've moved to LA, like over the past like year, I've gotten into pre-rolls, but I don't know how to roll, and I don't like grinding it up and doing it myself. It has to be
done. I don't know.
People love it though. It's like an art form. Some people love that shit.
But you know what's going on your hands about busy. It? Whatever. People can fight me. People are so. Everyone thinks they're the best at rolling a joint.
Oh yeah, people. Oh, it's like a thing.
I said, Mary. They all look the fucking same.
It's so annoying.
Then you lick it, you lick it. And I put it in my mouth. Are you fucking kidding me? That's a good thing.
But the people that pre-roll it, they probably lick it too. Yeah. Also, bitch, if you eat ass, why do you care? Like, that's like when people find like a piece of hair in their food. I'm like. You eat booty. Like, why do you care?
Not everyone hates booty.
There's shit in your mouth.
Pretty much everyone does.
There's straight people love
it. Do you not like eating ass?
Not really.
You don't like eating ass?
Mama, it's my only thing I ever want to do. I want to be here. I wish there was a giant ass on my face and you two were the fuck home.
You notice how she's really aged up here, but completely exfoliated and the nose down?
The amount of Russian red MAC lipstick on the men's asses that is out there is just too much. Yeah.
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 So I don't get bothered by stuff like that. I'm like, it's just a little hair.
And do you? Oh, I had there was a bug, a pretty big bug that flew into my smoothie the other
into
day.
Your ass?
Yeah, into my open gaped ass. Yeah.
Into the unknown.
And I was like, oh, I'll just eat that.
Oh, well, that's different.
Why the fuck not?
Like, okay, why big of a bug?
Oh, it was a fly.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's fine.
It was a fly on a turd. It was a bad turd that had come into the...
And it was thrown on my chest.
Yes, yeah. It was a turd the size of an ice cube.
It wasn't a fly. It was a Pomeranian. And I ate it. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Yes.
And we're back.
Love in LA. Have you found it yet?
I have not.
Well, welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm an LA girl.
I knew a while ago, and you told me because you were surprising Bob.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you.
Yes.
Couldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I told you and Naomi. Mm-hmm. And we eventually told Bob when I moved here, Bob like cried. Like,
was he surprised?
He was surprised.
He cried?
Yes, he cried.
Why? Like, he said, do you want to be my boyfriend?
I was like, oh, number 4?
Yeah. He said, I need another boyfriend.
That's right. He is a big love over there. Yeah.
Bob is so enamored by the masses, he cannot keep the men away from him.
Yeah.
Man. They all love Bob.
Yes, yes. They're surprising him. He Jacob lied and said, like, do you want to come visit my cousin who lives in LA? And Bob was like, we've been here for 8 months. We're just going to visit her now. But Jake was like, yeah. So then he gets to my house. Of course, I ordered Uber Eats. But Uber in LA is fucked up.
Yeah.
My Uber was supposed to get there with my food at like 3:20. And it moved to 3:40. Yeah. Then it was 3:55. Yeah. And it ended up being 4 or 5, which was Jacob's ETA as well. So then Jacob and the Uber and Bob all landed at the same time. So I opened my townhouse door. And then Jacob and Bob are standing there. And the Uber Eats man is like... Come on, just
Bob's crying.
No, Bob doesn't see me yet.
Oh.
So then I open the door and then I like my hand goes out to get food. And Bob was like, Monet? And I was like, hey girl. And then so, but he's still not putting it together. Mind you, my entire house is set up. Like, that's not like I moved all my shit here. My entire home is set up. My picture is my everything.
Both things. Everything set up. Both of it.
Both of it. Both of it.
So he comes up my stairs and like all, and I have like huge artwork. Like I have like artwork that's like 60 by 90, mm-hmm. like really big piece all over my thing. And then Val comes in, he's like, I was like, do you notice, and I'm filming him. I was like, do you notice anything? Does anything look weird? He's like, no. He's like, what are you doing here? I was like, Bob, nothing in here looks weird to you. Nothing in this place looks weird. He's like, no, nice pictures. I was like, Bob, I live here now. He's like, this is crazy. And then he starts crying. It's like the whole thing.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. It was very
that's
sweet.
So he loves you.
I love him.
I love you guys on Sibling.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a lot.
It's so good. And I've talked about this before, but like, you obviously love each other, but you both want to be right.
But you know this.
But Bob wants to be right more.
Yes.
Monet knows it. So Monet will fight him just to are you sure? And like Bob will stop the podcast to Google something to make sure he's right.
Yeah.
And Monet's like, what's the source?
Bob loves being right. He loves being right. He loves. He's so competitive. He's the most competitive person I know.
He also is really smart and like he is right a lot. So whatever.
It depends on the room.
Right. Depends on the cameras. I'm so happy there's cameras.
We did that trivia thing the other day. I was like, he's like, just to let you know, I'm very competitive. I was like, okay. I'm also really smart, so whatever.
I'm really smart.
Yeah, I'm really fucking smart. I went to fucking school, bud. Yeah.
I will say, it is white people keep their studios. It is cold in here.
My feet are literally have
frostbite.
You know
what they said to me out there? Cause I'm just being honest and be vulnerable in the studio today. I came in here and they said, we've been working on getting this. They said, they were like, we've been trying to get this all ready for you, and it's been like a big hectic thing all day, and we were told that if it wasn't cold in here, you would get mad. And I wanted to say no, but then I thought of all the times I'm going to be in drag, and I said, I want people to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, amp up the story. One time Trixie walked in, it was hot, and she slapped someone. Like, I want that.
Okay.
Yes. Raise the stakes.
I did a thing. I'm not going to say drop any names over. I did like an industry thing. I went to like a party, blah, 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 blah.
A hype house, TikTok house party?
No. And I heard a story about how like someone who is involved in a really big show is so like verbally abusive to their female assistants. And I was like, I'll tell y'all after the podcast. I don't want to spill anybody's tea, but I'm like
riveted. Can we wrap this up so we can get to the story?
I say that to say like you like see these folk involved in like, you know, all this like celebrity thing and you don't know how they're fucking assholes outside of
it. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
So many people.
Yeah. So a producer at VH1 that I love and I've worked with forever, back in the day, mm-hmm. he was a personal assistant of a list star, mm-hmm. had to take him to small claims courts because the motherfucker didn't pay him.
Really?
And for a year, like a year's work, and won because it was insane, incredibly cheap.
That's
and
crazy.
Just totally dismissive and outrageously ridiculous. And when I tell you who it is after we wrap here, you will gag.
Kelsey really? Grammer.
Yeah.
It was Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, you will gag.
Gag.
Mm-hmm. Gag. Well,
how do y'all eat and not get the sounds? I'm watching these two fucking people
I'm sitting
eat.
Far away.
Are y'all?
Mm-hmm. We're not like you, Monet.
But I'm literally like in my esophagus. I'm like, hear all of it.
Oh, I hated that.
I hated that. We just talked about this dude before the podcast. And
it's
like,
the worst thing ever. The worst thing ever.
Well, welcome to Los Angeles. This is a call to action. Everybody in Los Angeles, if you want to have Miss Monet on your thing, if you want to book her, she's down the street now.
Yeah, she's girl, down the street and around the corner.
LA's lit. It's so great. So many wonderful opportunities are just going to fall into your lap.
Yeah. Do you think that is the best decision you made to move to LA?
Are you kidding?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I love.
Still thinking.
I love Wisconsin, but yeah. I love it here.
Yeah, weather or the people or the vibe.
Not the people. Not are you kidding? TikTok influencers who begrudgingly drive Uber during the day—the fucking worst sludge of the earth, bitch. Sludge of the goddamn earth.
Less
people blocking traffic on Hollywood Boulevard, pulling out their ass and taking a picture of it. Like
I literally—did I just tell you I saw? I was almost witness a homicide on the way here. I'm not joking. So I was in an Uber. My Uber's Russian, so we're a little chit-chat. And this BMW came in Fast and the Furious, like with millimeters to spare, like screeched in front of us, is driving like very scary. Very, very scary. I've never seen anything like this.
Really? Screaming.
And then, of course, gets to a red light. And we were talking, like, oh, my God, what the hell? It's so crazy. And the guy's like, he's Armenian. I know he's Armenian. We pull up right next to him. the motherfucker's Armenian.
Yeah.
And the Porsche pulls up behind him, gets out of the car.
Oh my God.
And goes right to the window, hands in the window. You motherfucker, got out of the Armenian is like veins bulging, throwing it right back at him. I will fucking kill you, you motherfucker. And we go, it was so scary. I swear to God. If there was a gun,
it was Kim K.
Yeah, it was Chloe. Yeah, it was
Chloe.
But if there had been
not
firearms,
Kardashian.
we would have seen somebody get shot. That's and the wild. Russian guy was just like, Armenia. I knew it was him. In Russia, you can do that. Not here in the States.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, that's how they
drive
in New
York. I have noticed this. So I have a car here, and I noticed that. In LA, it's about defensive driving. New York and New Jersey are the only places where it's offensive.
Yes,
Boston too. Boston too.
New York is like, I'm the only one on the road.
Yeah.
Like, you have to seize, like, don't indicate to go over. Indicate, but don't wait. Bitch, take your go when you're going.
Changing lanes in New York, it's driving first. And then signaling.
Yeah,
almost.
Ask
like,
for forgiveness,
in
not permission.
It's ask very
for
bad. Forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, Boston is actually, it's not really offensive or defensive, it's just drunk driving.
I've had great dicking off in Boston.
Well, because there's a lot of, it's a very repressed city. They get that taboo dick.
Girl.
They get that taboo dick.
Girl.
Those DL
you
guys
show up
throw
with
it
wig
back.
On.
I've definitely put a wig on in Boston.
Oh, mama.
I've only been there twice. I've been about 3 or 4 times, and they were for a gig. So after the gig, I'm like, you going out tonight? No, girl, I'm staying in.
Yeah. I'm staying in. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
How many times have you pulled the I'm just tired minutes per day?
So many
times.
Tired
equals discreet encounters for discerning gentlemen with plenty of on-street parking.
Have you ever done just the wig for the men?
Absolutely. I put on just a lipstick. Bitch, full-on balding black man.
No way.
Yes, for real, not shaved legs, not anything.
Bob.
Just a
Bob.
Just
see
a
late, Bob.
Just a lipstick on. I'm like, hey. Hey, how you doing?
It's that meme.
Hey,
do you do
how
that?
You doing?
Like, what is the feminized voice? Do you do that whole feminized voice? Do it, give it a little.
I mean, and I really can't, so I just, my voice doesn't do it. So I'm just like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, just a little, just a little bit higher.
Like about 3 semitones.
Yeah.
You know, you and Bunny talked about it when you guys were talking about, because you didn't know about Bunny's bone sex career. Could you believe this story about Hard Turd?
That's crazy.
Do you know about this story?
I have not heard this story.
Bunny used to work at a phone sex line.
I mean, that's absolutely not surprising.
There was a guy that would call to talk to her. Her name was Pepper.
Pepper?
Pepper.
Bunny was Pepper.
Oh,
and the guy would call
God.
And the guy was really into scat.
Sure.
Or as you have that guy calls it, poopy doopy
poopy
or whatever
doopy.
He said. Poopy panties. And call Bunny to talk about poop. And Bunny goes, I got a big surprise for you.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
And you know, you keep on the phone longer.
Yes.
They pay more money. So Bunny's going, but that hasn't dropped, you know, it hasn't dropped yet. It's going to, whatever. Uh-huh. And then she goes, I'm standing over you in hot, wet diarrhea. And he stops and goes, no. Hard Turd only. If you want to hear stories like that, listen to Ebony and Irony,
yes.
Bitch. Hard Turd only.
Hard Turd only,
you know what's
girl.
H-T-O. I'd heard that story before your podcast.
Really?
From her.
Story's real.
H-T-O.
Yeah, bro.
H-T-O.
Oh, Hard Turd
get
only
that
got it.
Diarrhea out of my face.
And you were doing your phone voice on your show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's not great.
What would your sex name be?
No, that's nice.
My sex name, I feel like I'd be an Angie.
When you pick up
Angie.
The guys, you did say Angie.
Angie.
When you pick up the guys, do you say Monet?
Oh, yeah, Monet.
So they know who you are a lot of times?
No, if they do, they don't say they do.
They wait till after. That's what happens to me.
Yeah. And they'll text me. I'll be like, I had a great time. By the way, love you on Instagram. I'm like,
oh,
blocked.
Girl, they pull out of me
blocked.
And go.
Yes.
They pull out of me and go, by the way, a condom broke and Shangela was robbed. And they fucking storm out of my house. Monet, thank you for coming on the show today.
Yes,
thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me. This is a blast.
Let everybody know where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Monet Exchange, Twitter. I like TikTok sometimes. It's too much. It's all too much.
Girl.
And I still frequent the Facebook. A lot of kids turn their back on Facebook.
Oh, how retro.
And tell us again how you're not in Bunny's generation. Yeah. You're on Facebook for wing jokes.
Yeah, seriously. Well, bitch, you on Facebook too. I'll be seeing you on there.
Oh, sure.
I do post on the fan page.
You do. No, you're regular. You're old one.
I never on that.
Oh, the girl. Somebody got you.
Once a year,
I show up on my own Facebook and I go, "Is anyone still here?"
Yeah.
And I wait another year.
Yeah.
And then I come back and go, "Are you horse still here?"
Yeah.
Because it's you know what Facebook went downhill for me when people stopped posting their statuses and just started posting They would share articles.
Articles. That's a big article thing.
12 reasons you...
Yeah.
As soon as I got on Drag Race, it became... like, because my feed was not curated anymore. Mm-hmm. I accepted too many friends or something like that. You know how you reach that... I don't know if it's like that. You reach that limit.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, I'm looking at this... I'm just looking at spam all day.
If you want to know how extinct Facebook is, the most followed drag queen on Facebook is Jujubee.
Is she really?
Yes.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Then yeah, get out of there.
A relic of a bygone era.
And that's shade.
I'm deleting my account right now.
Shade.
I hit crickets and magic.
I love it. It worked, though. It worked
like my drag name. My drag name, Cricket Magic. Cricket Magic sounds like she would sell drugs out of a fanny pack at White Party.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta go see Cricket Magic.
Yeah, bath salts.
She got all the good shit.
Bath salts.
She doesn't even lick her own blunt. She doesn't, you know, get them dirty for her. She won't lick the roll. I love that.
Bye.
Well, Angie, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Angie.
Bye, guys.